In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the 10th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in many ways, St. Luke begins his gospel account where the prophet Isaiah leaves off. Isaiah says, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." That sounds like a medical transcription report a little bit. People can't see. People can't walk. People can't speak. Diagnosis, prognosis, treatment. Isaiah depicts the Lord as the divine physician. And so does St. Luke, whom we commemorate today. The same great physician whom Isaiah proclaims, Luke records in his gospel. See, as Luke sees it, the moment Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the sign on the stable door seems to read, "The doctor is in." Jesus is the great physician of body and soul that Isaiah promised so long ago. Jesus heals the blind. Jesus opens the deaf ears. Jesus even tells the lame to take up their mat and to walk home. And Jesus speaks peace, and he brings peace because he is the peace of God in human flesh. That's why Jesus instructs the 72 in today's gospel reading to go out saying, "Peace be with this house." He sends them out as apostles of peace. The peace he would win for us upon the cross, enacted in his resurrection and delivered to you, proclaimed to you in his holy word and holy sacraments. This peace, it is reconciliation with God. That is, the forgiveness of sins and the healing of disease, both body and soul. This is the peace he sent with the 12 and then proclaimed in and through the 72. Jesus, the great physician of peace. Now, I will grant you that peace may be the last thing on your mind when you go to the doctor's office. You may not find the waiting room a quiet or peaceful place. Sure, it might be painted with soothing colors. It might be decorated with toys and magazines and TVs. But for most of us, visiting the doctor can cause great anxiety and fear. There's always fear of the unknown. What will they find? Will they be able to diagnose and treat what I have accurately? Will this course of treatment provide the necessary care and cure? How long will it take? Or how long do I have to live like this? But it is not so with Jesus, the great physician of body and soul. He knows your history. He knows your sickness. He knows your sin. And he knows it intimately, not just on paper or from books, but by entering into our human flesh and taking our disease of sin into himself, your sin and mine. You're the reason the doctor is in. Your sin causes you fear, and it should. For sin is the sign of death, and the wages of death, the wages of your sin, is death. But Christ came for sinners. They are his patients. He came to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up their wounds, to cure them from the plague of death. Jesus walked into the waiting room of our fallen world, breathing our poisoned air, to take our disease of sin and death upon himself and to restore life to you, life to the world. The doctor dies for the patient. He gives his perfect life for your sinful one. He dies in order that you may live. All of your sin and death are exposed in Jesus' body on the cross and quarantined in the tomb. It all dies with Jesus. You die with Jesus in the waters of holy baptism, only that you may rise with him to everlasting life. There you are forgiven, restored, and at peace with God and one another. And the strange and wonderful thing is, the more we examine our lives and see our sinful condition, the more we desire this healing. The more we realize we need this peace. But to get the proper treatment, we need the proper diagnosis. That's one of the reasons we thank God for his servant, St. Luke, the evangelist, today. Luke's job is to bring you Jesus, the Jesus who shows you your sin and saves you from it. The Word of God is the great physician's scalpel. Jesus is an expert surgeon, cutting with precision in order to heal you and make you whole. Each commandment is an accurate incision of the law. We have not feared, loved, and trusted in God above all things. We have not used God's name properly, calling upon it in every trouble, praying, praising, and giving thanks. We've despised God's word and his preaching. We've neglected Bible studies and home devotions. We've neglected even coming to church. We've not honored our mother and father and other authorities that God has given us. We have not helped our neighbor in support of their physical need. We have not led sexually pure and decent lives in all we say, do, and think. We have been dishonest. We have been poor stewards of our possessions and income. We've not spoken well of our neighbor or explained everything in the kindest way. We've coveted more things and people than we can ever remember. The diagnosis isn't good. In fact, it's terminal. But that is no worry for Jesus, for the great physician of body and soul, who cuts with the law only to heal with the gospel, who kills only to make alive. The Lord heals the brokenhearted. The Lord binds up their wounds. And all of those commandments you've broken, Jesus keeps for you. Jesus perfectly fears, loves, and trusts in the Father for you. He calls upon God's name for you. He is the Word of God and he keeps it all for you. He honors his father and his mother and all of those in authority, even to the point of death, death on the cross for you. He helps his neighbor in every time of need for you. He leads a sexually pure life, void of lust and sinful desire for you. He's a faithful steward of all God's creation. For you, he explains everything about you in the kindest way through the lens of his suffering and death, even pronouncing forgiveness of sins upon you, saying to you, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that you are perfect, that you are holy, that you are righteous, that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. And strange as it sounds, Jesus, your great physician, turns the scalpel on himself. He stands under the two-edged sword of God's word for you. He bears the law that you cannot keep. He suffers its punishment and judgment, all in holy love and joy for you, all so that he can heal you and save you. As Isaiah says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought peace. But by his wounds, we are healed. Jesus is the great physician that St. Luke, the beloved physician, was called to proclaim. And the goal of this great physician, delivered by the beloved physician's words, is peace. Peace be to this house, the 72 would say. They give as they have received, just as we do today. It is Jesus who gives peace. Earlier in Luke's gospel, the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace." Simeon held in the 40-day-old peace of God with his hands. After holding this peace that surpasses all understanding, after holding Jesus, he declared, "I can depart in peace." Jesus entered into Jerusalem on his way to the cross amidst the cry, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory to God in the highest." And risen from the dead, the first words to his disciples behind those locked doors are, "Peace be with you." Jesus' peace continues even today. Our Lord speaks his peace today just as he did through Isaiah to the saints of old, and through St. Luke and the other evangelists to the 72, and all those called and ordained to the office of the preaching of peace. The peace that Jesus won on the cross by the shedding of his blood and rising again, all of that is given to you here and now today in his holy word and sacraments. Christ's peace be to this house. Peace be with your house. Take and eat, take and drink. This is Christ's body and blood given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins, all your sins, and for the life of the world. Take and eat, take and drink. Taste and see that the Lord is good, for here is the medicine of immortality, the antidote for your sin. The great physician is in, and he offers himself today only to sinners. The kingdom of heaven has come near to you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. A blessed feast of St. Luke to you all. In Jesus' name, amen.